This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America, this is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for being with us today. We are bringing you Invent America while our fearless leader is out talking to a lot of other people at the National Hardware Show, and I am sure that some of those will turn out to be inventors that will want to get on this show. And we're talking about new innovation, obviously, because we do Invent America and America Invents. But today there's one that's in particular that we were kind of bombarded with when we were out there, and I'm sure that you will be as well, Michael. It was called e-commerce.
All right, that's right. I'm here at the National Hardware Show in Las Vegas. It's going to be opening up tomorrow, and I got some great, great interviews planned for next week. Got a lot of taping, and I definitely want to thank all of you for listening to last week's show at the International Building Show. And then last week, the event lady herself was at the ASD Market Week. So, Rita, we've been on the like Willie Nelson on the road. But yes, there's a lot going on here, and but we definitely need to talk about a subject matter that we've been getting a lot of requests on. You have too, is that basically selling online, Rita, and what my audience really needs to know in your experience and what you're gathering from your inventors and how can we help them?
Well, you know, things are always changing. That's one of the things that we certainly do learn in Invent America is how products and technology changes. And, you know, 20 years ago, who would have thought, you know, we would have been buying everything online as opposed to, you know, that one place where most of us do go online. But, you know, it keeps changing as well. So now we've got some new options, whereas, you know, one becomes a little more obsolete or predatory might be a better way of looking at it. There becomes a new option because somebody says, oh, let's do it. Let's do a new way in a better way. So that's one of the things that we've been paying attention to. And I had met Amy Weiss. She's one of our guests today. She was learning and starting to take lessons and teach inventors how to take advantage of TikTok Shop, which is the new competition to kind of that old predatory one out there. And the interesting thing was is that there was a class being taught at ASD Market Week, and it had 250 people attending the class on e-commerce. And so they started coming around to the booth. They wanted to sell us their services. They had just learned the services 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, you're right.
So it was like, okay, take a deep breath, everybody. Don't sign up with anybody just yet. Let's figure this out. And, you know, so we've been learning as we go. We want to be able to take advantage of the opportunities that are out there. But for so many inventors who couldn't get into a store, they now can go live online and with some video essentially sell their product all across
the world. Yeah, hardware store. That's right. But Rita, you know, and we're going to have the experts on. We're going to dig into this new phase or this new way to market, because we want to make sure that we, you know, we protect our inventors, make sure that they understand the rules, the commerce rules, the, you know, just before they make that commitment. So we're going to go out there and find the experts, and so we can give them that information, right?
Absolutely. We've got what I consider two experts on today. One is Amy, who is learning, and she is selling her own products on TikTok Shop and is teaching other inventors how to use that new technology. And then Kevin Cody, who actually then will bring on products. He wants to bring on a couple of the products that we had at the show. And he's on the Home Depot e-commerce and the Lowe's e-commerce. So he's got access now to something that even inventors have a hard time getting, because they've got to have a certain bandwidth, a certain volume to get on some of those bigger ones. So Kevin's going to talk to us about what he brings to inventors on getting their products out there. So big news. It really is big news for our inventors to learn how to take advantage of that. Where they used to be limited by getting into a box store, they're no longer limited, except by their imagination.
No, that's right. And you know, when you get into a box store, I remember people used to always be happy and, wow, it's going to change my life. But what they don't understand, you're just in a computer system, and you with maybe 3-4 million products in the system. And unless somebody goes ask for that product or order that product, you know, it's not going to do you any good. They got to know you're in the system. And so now you figured out a way how to develop your own system where you're not going to be competing with 3 million products, right?
Well, you know, it's so funny because you always, inventors have the ideas like, well, if you build it, they will come. If you put it out there, they will come. No, you've got to let them know you're there. And so you're exactly right. You can get lost in a Home Depot or in a Lowe's, and unless somebody knows to go looking for you, and what do? They go to the Home Depot site or the Lowe's site, or to an Amazon site, and they search for the types of products that they want. And when they find you, they buy you.
You know, I'm going to get off track here just for a second, and you know that I do that from time to time. But what amazes me is that, you know, the last couple of years, you know, things have been slow. The economy's been slow. The manufacturing's been slow. Hell, we're in a recession. Let's just face it, whatever it is. Nobody wants to admit it. But it's amazing that the marketing, you want to market when things are bad. You don't want to market when things are good. And why do people want to, first thing they want to cut is marketing when things are bad. You understand what I'm getting? It should be opposite.
I do.
Am I wrong? I mean,
no. You're
to make that statement.
You're absolutely right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if you're still marketing and you're still there, people still need you. You know, nobody put pandemic in their 2020 business plan, for goodness sakes.
Right.
But it happened, and we're surviving, and e-commerce became a big animal during the pandemic because nobody wanted to go out. And so a lot of the products, even though the intensity of the products changed, it shifted a little bit, you know, small. The do-it-yourselfers became now a big issue for products, as opposed to having, you know, a contractor come in that you couldn't afford. You learned how to do it yourself. And so a lot of those inventions that helped the do-it-yourselfer, they went live, whether there was a pandemic or a recession or not. People still need stuff. And, you know, now the staycation folks, you know, they were staying at home and fixing up their yard and their swimming pool and, you know, their barbecue and stuff. So, you know, anything that had to do, you know, with a small product that you could do it yourself, big business.
All
and
right.
People who were advertising were the ones that got out there in spite of the pandemic.
All right, Rita, we got to take a break, so take us home, Rita.
Okie dokie. Everybody, the music is playing. We are going to run off and pay a few bills, but we're going to be back with Jenny Salimi. She was with us at ASD Market Week, but she's getting ready to take that first step into what kind of e-commerce should she be doing. So stick with us as we bring on one of our prize inventors and then a couple of industry experts to help us understand what the challenges really are. So stay right there. We'll be right back, everybody.
to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country. Home Talk USA with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
Hello, everybody. Thanks so much for being with us as we go through this transition from bricks and mortar stores into the e-commerce world, which has affected all of us, especially since the pandemic. And my next guest, our industry expert today, is Kevin Cody. Kevin, FLI Products does a lot online, right?
Yes, we do. We sell to a variety of retailers with storefronts, you know, brick and mortar storefronts that are omni-channel retailers. And then we sell a significant number of just pure e-com retailers as well.
So, you know, having some of your products at the ASD Market Week was fun because I got to see more of what you do. But the e-commerce has changed drastically in the last 5 years, right?
Yes, it has. And I think one of the things that is really, you know, incumbent on anybody that's going to get into that channel is to recognize, number one, that it is just a channel. It is an avenue to sell your product, and it is, in some cases, you know, a first step, but oftentimes it's all the time. It is a part of a strategy. And so knowing how much time and effort you want to spend on one customer versus the other is really important. And then know your metrics. Brick-and-mortar metrics are certainly different than e-com metrics, and those that have both have their own set of metrics as well. And so knowing how you're going to do it, where you're going to place the product, how you need to communicate your message, and then, of course, the visuals and videos and everything else are different than being in a store. And so you got to be prepared with that.
Well, you're right on that. It's very different than being in a store because not everything can be in a store. There's not a store big enough to put everything in it. So that means somebody's picking and choosing what gets to be in a store, and some products have geographical appeal. Something that's selling, you know, in the north in the wintertime isn't going to have the same appeal as in the same store in the south where it's warmer. They don't do snow shovels very well in Florida.
Yeah. Oftentimes in the retail stores, brick and mortar stores, they're obviously looking at inventory turns. And sometimes don't have the what I call project completers, other items that are going to go along with the sale that oftentimes are overlooked or for whatever reason not carried. And you need all of it to finish your project.
Well, you know, and it's funny because I always look at a lot of holiday stuff for different holidays, not just the Christmas holidays, but, you know, summer holidays. But I look off season for that kind of stuff. And I would imagine if I do it, I'm not the only one who does it, but you can go into, you know, an e-commerce site and, oh, yeah, they still have the Christmas stuff out.
Right.
You know, yep, in January, you can still buy bird feeders.
Yep, you can get it all year long. And for all the variations that different markets have, geographies had, as you said earlier, you know, Florida is going to have product long before Chicago.
Yeah.
Depending on what you're doing, but some people like to get prepared. And so you can get it out of other markets in time for you to be prepared yourself.
Well, you said something interesting to Maboob. He's one of the gentlemen that had a tool that you were interested in. And one of the things that really got his attention that you were talking about was the fact that you are on the e-commerce sites for Home Depot and Lowe's. And that really piqued his interest because he's wanted to get there. He can't on his own, but you can get him there.
Yeah, we actually come alongside a variety of companies across several different categories as a company that could have a vendor number for those retailers and combine all the products. And from a retailer standpoint, it's an advantage because oftentimes they don't, a particular merchant in a category may not want to set up a product for a single SKU or even a small number of SKUs. They want to do several. And so being able to have our own vendor number and have a broad enough assortment of product that appeals to different buyers and marketplaces as well as categories is important.
Yeah, for sure. So what quick advice do you have for our listeners?
You know, as I said earlier, study the channel and make sure that you understand the metrics. A lot of people walk into Amazon, for instance, and think that everybody is just selling. But there are so many ways to fail that if you don't pay particular attention to the metrics and who your competitors are, it may be very difficult to gain the recognition that you need. But certainly one of the things that awful lot of people look at are reviews. And you got to work on those reviews and make sure they're great.
Yep. Thank you, Kevin, so much for your insight on e-commerce. Thanks, everybody, for being with us. Hang in there. We will be right back after we go and take care of some of that, you know, paying bill stuff.